Welcome to the Gospel Express.
Number 10.
No longer here. Why he took them away and left me here, I'm not clear. I guess I have more to do, and he has more assignments for me to complete. I still can't believe that you want to use me, 'cause I often fall down, and I'm so imperfect, but you still love me when I feel I'm not worthy.
Everybody, welcome to the Gospel Express. This week, we're counting down the top 10 gospel songs from right here in the U.S. I'm Nina Taylor, along with my co-host, Elder Ernest Richards. Hello!
The blessing of the Lord be upon you. No, I ain't no mess. I am blessed. I ain't stressed, but I'm on the Gospel Express. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm excellent.
You're always in such a good mood. That is a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing.
You want to know something, Nina? And I come to the conclusion that when the Bible says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, even if you kick me off, I'm going to smile through it, because when I get you in a back alley, no, I'm not going to say that. That's not really what it is. I just love to have a great time in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Let's talk about P.J. Morton featuring Jay Moss, because this is what's going to happen to the person that bothers you.
Repay you at number 10.
There you go. I just feel like having a great time today. And then I understand you're going to the Spin Awards. I am not jealous. Well, okay, yeah, I am, but I can get over it.
Yes, I'm looking forward to, of course, you know, it's the middle of the night here, and Saturday, this coming Saturday, October, don't say August again, I said August earlier today, October 23rd is the, I believe, fifth annual Spin Awards in Atlanta, Georgia. They've always had it in Atlanta. I remember when I actually covered the very first one. I covered the first one, and by the second one, you know, I knew a lot of people who had been nominated. And then the third one, I was actually nominated, which I could not believe. I was nominated the third, the fourth, and now here, the fifth one. And I have a lot of nominations. I'm very excited. And, you know, that's not even about, you know, oh, I'm going there to win, but I just look forward to being there with all the the great folks and all the announcers from around the world. So it's going to be a great time. A lot of my family is coming this year as well.
See, there's going to be a new category next year, and it's going to be craziest announcer to ever hit the airwaves, and I'm winning that one. Okay?
Yeah.
So listen. And you know why I'm going to win it? Because just like in the number 9 spot, my man Israel and New Breed, their song Hymn of Breakthrough, I'm going to sing a Hymn of Breakthrough. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Israel and New Breed, Hymn of Breakthrough in the number 9 spot this week.
Let me hear you say,
I hear the sound of breakthrough.
I hear the sound of breakthrough.
Number 8.
Yo, I'm excited about this one, y'all. Cause I brought some special guests. The incomparable Jay Mouse. And my son, Mo Byron. Let's go.
Y'all ready?
When you feel like life is over, no need to panic, don't lose your composure. He will never leave you, no will he forsake you. Give it to him, he will help you navigate through all your problems. When you feel like life is over, no need to panic, don't lose your composure.
Can't eat or sleep, can't take another hit, you're running out of reasons to live. You don't know how to tell your friends you got no more to give. Your own family can't even make it better. Please hear me when I tell you to hold on. I know it sounds cliche to
What a great song. This is probably the most fun song in the top 10 this week from Mr. Talkbox, featuring Jay Moss and his son, Little Byron. Don't say it. The song is called Never Leave
right.
You. Okay, well that's it. I know we can't say we remember we had several Bryans and Byrons and we were just all confused. But it's a great song, and he's been on nothing but great songs. You know, he has several Grammy Awards for his work, lots of stellar nominations, and this is probably going to be another one.
Okay, well, see, listen, that's what it's all about. When you've got great product and you minister as unto the Lord, the evidence always comes out in the work at the end. So Mr. Talkbox featuring Jay Moss, you know I'm going to say it one more time, and Little Five, y'all keep doing what you do. B.B. Winans has a song, In the Name of Jesus. Sit back, relax, and take a listen.
Jesus, forever the same. Jesus, omnipotent reigns. Jesus, let earth proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, he's forever the same.
Jesus,
omnipotent reigns.
Jesus,
let earth proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name.
Here we go.
In Jesus' name,
every stronghold is broken.
In Jesus' name,
captive go free. Things are possible. Yes, it's possible in Jesus. Said in Jesus' name, so the enemy is scattered.
In Jesus' name,
its oppression must cease.
In Jesus' name,
when two or three have gathered, God is with us. In Jesus' name. Trying to deceive you
in Jesus' name,
disguising as sheep
in Jesus' name.
No weapon formed against you, it just won't prosper
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
is the hope of my salvation. Door will open. All of my blessings are in Jesus' name.
Jesus,
say Jesus, he's forever the same. Jesus, omnipotent reign. Jesus, let earth proclaim that all.
Number six.
on, just lift your hands in the air and declare it. I call it forth. I call it forth. In the Spirit. What are you going to do? You're going to manifest. Lift your voices and say.
What a great song from Jonathan Nelson featuring Preface. The song is called Manifest. 26 weeks in the countdown. He, along with his brother, they're fighting it out for the top five this week. He's at number six, knocking on the door. We'll see how his brother's doing in just a little while. The song's called Manifest. It's number six this week.
And I appreciate what Jonathan Nelson has been doing with his song, but now we have somebody who's been in the top 40 for the last 35 weeks. That's a long time. He's one of those that says, I ain't going nowhere. Here is Damon Little. The song is entitled Stand Up, and he is standing up in the top 10.
We can no longer sit down and endure all this pain. Sherry been talking long enough.
So because I didn't live sun. You broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Lord, I'll go. If you lead me, Lord, I'm sure to follow. Just say so and don't go. The road ahead may be long, dark, and narrow. But one thing I know, Lord, I'll go. There comes some times when I feel I'm not worthy.
Jermaine Dolly with I'll Go, the song, you know, this is one of the songs I call the sleepers, where you don't hear a lot of people talking about the song, but everybody is obviously playing the song and is doing quite well. This week he is bursting into the top five in the number four spot with his song, I'll Go.
Well, I tell you, he's doing an excellent job. I so appreciate him. It's one of those songs that's got to grow on you. You know what I mean? But here's a song that did not take long to grow, and we're going to cage this section off with another Nelson. This time it's Jason. His song is entitled Rescue.
Take it to the water, body going under. And when I come up, I can feel the sun shining on my face. And like a janitor, you got me cleaned up. You made me a believer. The blind mark on my soul has been erased. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of rules. I can see the obvious through. There's no residue. I'm close enough to hear you. Through your word I made you. All of my mistakes have been washed away, forever changed. And like a baby, I'm taking new steps. And if I fall, I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of rules. I can see the obvious truth. No residue.
wash away, yeah. You made me new, you leave no residue. And oh, Lord, as I gaze into your beauty, I'm made whole, Lord. In the fullness of your presence, I take hold, Lord. As the weight of sin is lifted from my soul, and you exchange my shame for joy.
Help me,
help me,
yeah.
Help me to finish well.
And I
is now out of the number one spot, obviously now in the number two spot. She holds the current record for 2021 for the most weeks at number one, her having 4 weeks. That is the current record. So we'll see if anybody else, of course, this year is quickly ticking away. I don't think anybody else is going to break her record, at least not. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well,
I really don't. I think she's going
to
be the record holder for 2021.
Pastor Mike, okay. If you can hear this message, come on, brother. Amazing. Let's push it. Where you at, Pastor Mike? We just need one more time in the number one spot, Pastor Mike. Come on, Pastor Mike. You be that lucky. Oh, no, let me stop. Anyway, let's move on. Well, listen, I know you got... I know you, yet lately you have called the shots and you have said what was going to be, and I have to just bow down to you because you've been the prophetess of the airwaves for the last month and a half. You said it was going to go to number one. It went to number one, but we're not going to tell folk who the number one is just yet because I know you got another song that's going to be up and coming, and it'll probably be top 10 week after next just because you said it. What you got?
Well, you know, I love family groups. This group comes to us from Texas. They are a group of two brothers and two sisters. They call themselves the Walls Group. And everything they make quickly makes its way up into the top 10 very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. And this one will probably do the same thing. The song is called Stand Still. Here is the new song from the Walls Group. Check it out.
What do you do? Life is beating up on you, and you have nowhere to turn to, wondering if the Lord is gonna come through. And what do you say when you can't seem to find your way? Feels like you'll never see the light of day. Don't even have the energy to pray. Stay.
song, isn't it?
It's the royalty. What else can we say about it? The moment they broke on the scene,
they've got
they
great
have been
harmony.
You know what?
Yeah.
You can't, that's the kind of group that you kind of, you know, and I'm sorry, you know, maybe I'm a little bit old school, but I could see me in the steam shower with that song playing. I'd probably be black as tar just listening, sitting there meditating on the song. No, let me stop. You know, it's
well,
one of those songs.
Well, I love their harmony. I really do. I think
yes.
they have great harmony, which a lot of family
yes,
groups
do.
And they've had nothing but hits since they broke onto the scene. So congratulations on this one. You know, and I got this song about, I got this song actually last year in 2020. So it hasn't flown up the charts, but we'll see. We'll see how it does.
Well, listen, like I said, you have been the prophetess of the airwaves for the last month and a half. And if you say it's going to top 10, I'm going to do this one time, folks. Thus saith Nina Taylor. This song shall be in the top 10 in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
No, we don't know.
In 3 weeks?
We won't say. I said 3 weeks. You didn't say how many. You just said it's going to get there.
I didn't
but
say. Look, I just said it will probably go there.
I have to take you somewhere. I'm going to take you somewhere. And I think you will appreciate our classic for this week. This has been one of my all-time favorite groups from the time they broke the scene way back in the early 80s. And they have been a favorite group of mine. It broke my heart when they broke up, but still, I listened to their music. But this particular song and this particular artist was the third or fourth one. It was Dawkins that left first, and then I believe Michael Brooks and then Keith Staton, and then Fred Hammond left. And when he put Radicals for Christ together, he came up with this song. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is Commission with the song entitled King of Glory.
Do it.
You know, I must say, and this is actually only the second time I had ever seen Commission. I saw them once, like in the, I think it was the 90s. I believe it was the 90s, because anything before that, I probably wasn't listening to any gospel and didn't know who they were. But I love this song. I love everything they do. But the best concert I've ever been to in my life was the Commission reunion when
reunion.
All the guys were there.
Goodness.
Was that the best? I was there.
Oh, my God. You know what?
That was the concert of the century.
You know what, sis? I'm going to tell you, I heard the CD, and then I finally saw the video, and I'm not jealous that you were there. I loved it. I still play that CD. There's a CD player in the truck, by the way. I still play that CD to this day, okay? And that song right there is one of my favorites, and I just like how they work it. He's the Lord, strong and mighty, said he is a prince of peace. Okay, that's all right. Now, that's why I have to skip the radio and not sing. Because my dear sister Nina Taylor called this 3 weeks ago to the day when this song was in the number 5 spot. And she said this song was, it won't be long before this song became number 1. And here it is for this week, our number 1 song on the gospel charts. It's a mother-daughter deal. It is Kiara Sheard featuring her mom, Karen Clark Sheard. The song is entitled Something Has to Break.
It's breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking, it's breaking.
All right. Well, thank you for giving the musicologist her due. I do appreciate it. All right. If you want to connect with me, if you want to connect with me and you're not going to be in Atlanta this weekend, do so on all social media outlets. You can find them on my website at msninataylor.com. Pastor, how can they connect with you?
As always, you can find me also on all social media. Facebook says Elder Ernest Richard or Ernest E. Richard or Ernest Richard. There's a third page now. There's, I don't know what happened, but now we got to do a third page because we're running out of space on the other two. But there's also Snapchat. There's also TikTok as well as Twitter, Instagram. You can email me at preacher719@gmail.com or you can call me at area code 202-802-5209. That number again, 202-802-5209. And of course, you can always call me if you want Nina Taylor and I to come and MC your show.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to the Gospel Express, and we've had a great time counting down your top 10.
Your patient, don't you be late. I'm here to tell you about the good news. There's something about the path that we choose, y'all. Wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know how to pray the situation out, prayer is the answer. There is no doubt. Keep testing you, and I beg us no less than you, 'cause one day it could be you. So get your folks together for some church, y'all. Some good music and prayer and service won't hurt y'all. Even if you don't believe in the preacher, it's bound to be a few things he can teach you. Tonight, but I came to tell you all you gotta do is give it to the Lord. I don't care what you left your house or in your car with, if you learn how to pray, it said men ought to always pray and not faint.